It is hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. We pick out some sins and seeds at 2:45. Tom Brady making some headlines with a comment that people think might be directed at another specific quarterback in the National Football League. At 2:30, why do June 20th and 21st matter? The birthday of an actress that forces us to ask a question about taking plastic surgery too far, but then bringing it back. And in mere minutes, Texas baseball loses and college athletes win. A huge ruling in the Supreme Court earlier today. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three, and obviously we've talked about Texas baseball losing to Mississippi State, so they're in the loser's bracket. Don't want to go two and barbecue, but one of the UTs is going to do that tomorrow. 1 o'clock, we'll have the game for you right here on the Horn. Texas and Tennessee, number two and number three. National seeds going in. Remember, the number one overall seed, of course, was Arkansas, and they are already out. One of those two other seeds are going to be out tomorrow. We've talked about that. We talked about Austin FC, first home game. All kinds of great pomp and circumstance around that one, from the national anthem to McConaughey and the bongo to the incredible sea of green. We were just talking about AV consultations, and man, did that look great in HD. If that's how you're going to be watching all your Austin FC, make sure you have a great setup. Man, that green looked great.
I would love if any of these games were actually on something other than freaking Twitter. Like, I don't understand that. How is the first home game for Austin FC not on a main channel?
Yeah, it depends on what you consider main, because I watched it on, what is it, KNVA. I watched it on channel 12 on Spectrum. It was a local, they went local broadcast.
What is KNVA? Is that one of the main networks, or is that something different?
That's not a main network.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit off the beaten path. Your comment is valid, though, because I looked at every other game that day in the MLS. Every other game was on ESPN Plus, and the Austin game was blank when it came to TV. So I just lucked into it. I was looking around. This is hours before the kick, and I thought, well, maybe it's on one of those local channels. And I happened to think, well, maybe I'll check Channel 12, and there it was.
I did watch a little bit of on Twitter, and I'm just like, I can't watch an entire 90 minutes of action like this. That just doesn't work for me.
I know, yeah. I'd like for more of them to be, you know, FS1 or better.
Right.
Like, give me that. I got ESPNU, and I got all those things. But, yeah, doing it on social media, I'm too old for that.
Give us a CW or something, man.
Yeah.
And something that I can get on YouTube TV.
Yep. That's the one that, yeah. So it was just kind of a local vibe, unfortunately, for the first home game. But if you have thoughts, we've had people letting us know what the atmosphere was like at Austin FC. Yeah, the CW, I guess, is what that channel would officially be.
Oh, it was the CW.
Here in town, yeah.
Oh, I must not get that on YouTube TV then.
Somebody said it was on KXAN. Oh, did they actually put it on NBC? No, because the golf was on NBC. Well, no, it would have been 8 o'clock. Maybe it was.
I did not see it on NBC on my guide on YouTube TV, so
okay.
Maybe it was, though, and I just missed it.
Okay, so they're saying, yeah, so the CW, local C, the KNVA CW was where it was. So, yeah, they fought to a draw against San Jose, but the first night at Q2, if you were there, let us know what you thought. What did you like? What didn't you like? How was parking? What about the food? I hear there was an incredible selection of food, even outside the stadium before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside, they had all kinds of stuff. So we'll see if that energy holds up, Trey. There's a big soccer community here that's been excited for it. And they were, I mean, there were drum corps and I didn't see the smoke. Maybe I missed it, but I feel like there's smoke in soccer now where people bring like smoke bombs to games. I didn't see a lot of green smoke, but I'm sure that's just on the way. And one of their road games, I want to say Nashville, who's yellow, I think. They had some yellow smoke going on, but I saw flags going crazy, and somebody earlier said that, you know, the fans felt like they wanted to have that release and have a goal, but didn't quite happen in that particular game. But I would think for an expansion team, that's pretty good, getting a draw in your first home game, home match, I guess.
I don't know. It's a 0-0 game, man.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's not doing soccer any favors. Change your offsides rule, soccer.
It says atmosphere for a 0-0 game. Lots of trips to the beer beer concessions. Yawn. That's from one of the listeners. Well, if you get some beer.
See, the thing about a 0-0 game, though, is as boring as it can be, and I don't want to hear it about scoring chances and things like that, soccer fans, there were not goals scored. So it is what it is. But when it's 0-0 like that, you do have to stay glued to your seat because you never know when a goal is going to be scored. And it could be that very first goal.
All right, Trey, so here's your help. This says KXAN owns the rights to home games unless it's picked up nationally. So home games will either be on KXAN, the CW, or KBVO, all Austin area local stations, all owned by KXAN.
Well, CW wasn't getting it done. I need KXAN for every game going forward.
Wow, all right.
Listen to me, NBC.
Big list you got there. Big expectations.
I will maybe tune in to more than like 5 minutes of a game.
All right.
Put it on KXAN.
We will see what happens with that group moving forward. Also, today, a big day in college sports. I say college sports. It's supposedly in college education, but we all know kind of where we're headed here. But the Supreme Court laid their decision out to the NCAA today. The NCAA, since 2014, has been running this decision up a flagpole, if you will. This all goes back to it's actually a West Virginia football player that I'd forgotten about named Sean Alston.
Okay.
He got this started back in 2014, and a judge ruled back then, determined that schools should be able to provide their athletes with educational equipment, study abroad programs, internships, and even, get ready, cash rewards in exchange for academic accomplishments. Imagine that. The NCAA's attorneys argued that these measures were micromanaging rules that should be determined by NCAA's members and that the added benefits were akin to professional salaries. But obviously this judge disagreed, and the NCAA has kept asking, let's go up the ladder, up the ladder, up the ladder. We will take it to the Supreme Court. They did. They got outvoted 9-0 today.
Wait, I'm sorry. Was cash rewards for good grades, was that part of what was being talked about here? I had not seen that in an article yet.
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Apparently.
That should not be allowed.
Yeah, it said even cash rewards in exchange for academic accomplishments. I guess it depends on the accomplishment.
That is a pretty slippery slope there. Some of this other stuff I think is pretty cut and dry, but what is defined as the accomplishment here?
Yeah, I'm not seeing exactly how they would explain that, but just off the top of my head, like if you end up with some kind of
like a national merit scholar or something.
Exactly. If you end up with some kind of national award, I don't know if it just means if your grades are at a certain level, but if you win some kind of national award or if you get you said it earlier, if you get the opportunity to go study somewhere abroad in your field. Like if you're one of these, you know, incredible kids that gets to go to Oxford, let's say. I've always assumed that's paid for, but maybe I'm wrong.
It is.
If it's not paid for, let's get that paid for.
Uh-huh.
And then in some of those other situations, whether it's an internship, you're traveling to do stuff, or like you said, maybe the simplest version nowadays, just a laptop. If I'm a student and I'm an athlete, and because if I'm the athlete and I'm traveling as much as they do, I mean, the argument is so simple. Like, there's a group of them right now in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of them in Omaha where go through their schedule. Go through their schedule, class schedule, study hall, all the things they have to deal with. If each one of those players does not have a new laptop, figure that out. That's what they're allowing today.
The laptop is the most basic component of this conversation where it's like, yes, allow these kids new laptops. If it helps them in school, will they be using it for school exclusively? No, probably not. But who does use their laptop for only work or only school or only one particular reason? They get to utilize it as part of their social standing as well, but it is there for school too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
It's going to have an educational component to it.
Heck, you could probably pay for new phones under that argument. Because phones have an educational value in terms of helping to keep you up to date with things.
I hadn't even thought of that angle, but you're absolutely right. Of course it does. Of course it does. And if you're going to be arguing to these students, you're already setting up programs about how to take advantage of your name, image, and likeness, how to take advantage of a brand. Well, how do you do that, Trey? Part of it's social media, right?
Yeah.
What's the most readily available way to access social media? It's not even your laptop anymore. It's your phone.
Oh, see, but the schools aren't allowed to assist with the name, image, likeness thing. So that pulls the cell phones back now. Because of these muddled, convoluted rules that we now have where there's no one consensus on anything. It's all up to what the states have decided on NIL. And now certain conferences, including the SEC, and Pac-12 are arguing that it should be up to individual schools to figure out these rules. Ooh. The freaking NCAA, man, their decision to drag their feet on all of this has created an even bigger mess. Mm-hmm. And now Mark Emmert is upset, and he's demanding that the Division I Council figure out a consensus rule. Sorry, Mark Emmert, this is on you as the leader of that cockamamie organization that has waited to this point to try and figure something out. Now we have this colossal mess in the ruling that the Supreme Court made a little bit earlier, which, by the way, you should have seen coming from a mile away based on how it has passed through lower courts. You should have known that this is going to be a part of the equation as well. So congratulations, NCAA. Good luck policing all of this and figuring out the right way to go about things, since you've waited so long now that these various states and institutions are taking things into their own hands.
One of our listeners is asking if new trapper keepers are included.
Hell yes, they are.
That's part of education right there. You're darn right.
Velcro only.
It is, again, a 9-0 decision. How about this? The last time that the Supreme Court dealt with NCAA stuff, you got to go all the way back to 1985. So it's been more than 30 years since they weighed in on any of this, and that was the case that was the NCAA versus the Board of Regents at Oklahoma in a case that broke the antitrust laws about limiting the amount of times individual schools could appear on television, and that's what's ultimately led us to the expanded TV deals that we see today. But that is all the way back to 1985 is the last time the Supreme Court sat down and dealt with any NCAA stuff.
For some reason, I thought that they had also ruled on the Ed O'Bannon case, too, and maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't know if it went all the way to the Supreme Court. That might be a good one to check, too, but this says the last time, and it says that they weighed in on the governance of college sports, so maybe the Ed O'Bannon would technically, maybe that would be about Ed O'Bannon and EA Sports, and maybe it's not specifically about NCAA, I don't know, but that's a good point. But that one was all the way back in 85, and so the change led to an explosion in media rights revenue, and of course has reshaped college sports and all that stuff. They found the NCAA was illegally restricting the earning potential of individual schools. Oh, interesting. Because now they're finding out that you're kind of restricting the students themselves and what they're allowed to do. So the next step for me, Trey, would be, okay, if you're saying that theoretically I could get a laptop if I'm a badass student and I happen to be a badass athlete at the same time. But now, when we get to summertime, if I want to go get a job at a snow cone stand, can I? Can we get to that point? Can we get to some of these just basics, to some of these basic things?
I honestly don't think that that's been decided just yet.
I don't either.
I don't think, because name, image, likeness doesn't cover that. It doesn't cover just going and getting a job at a car dealership, Rep Bomar. But it does cover, obviously, making money off of autograph sessions and endorsement deals and things like that. But this doesn't either. That getting a summer job has nothing to do with making sure to supply certain educational tools. So that's in a completely different category that still has not been determined just yet.
So over this on this trip, we went to someplace I hadn't been in a long, long time, which was a mall. We went to the Woodlands Mall.
Go to that mall all the time. I had family living in the Woodlands.
Not quite as fancy as you'd remember, but it's still pretty fancy. So one of the places in there was this like high-end, everything had a signature on it, sports memorabilia place. And dude, this place was covered in helmets. Mm-hmm. Regular size helmets, little mini helmets, whatever. College and pro. So in the college section, I'm looking at all these different signatures, you know, Manziel signature on an A&M helmet and these different signatures and stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, Jameis Winston's on a Florida State helmet. And the fact that they either didn't get paid to sign that helmet or they had to get paid under the table and work it like that Johnny Manziel story.
Yep.
So I'm looking through all that stuff and it made me think of these type of things where it's like, hey, now moving forward, maybe all of that can be above the table.
Yeah.
By the way, you'll enjoy this as a Texas fan and a fan of this guy. They had a Miami Dolphins helmet, full size.
Ricky?
Signed by Ricky, about $240, $250, I think is what you paid for it. Mm. The extra wonderful part is, in addition to his own signature, Ricky wrote on the helmet, smoke weed every day.
Oh. That's a solid helmet there.
Right? That makes it worth it if you're a fan.
That's a good helmet.
That's solid. All right, so there's the latest on that story. Supreme Court makes a decision. We'll see what that means for the NCAA. Can we possibly keep college sports together if the athletes are and students are actually, you know, getting some stuff that's educationally related or not? Up next, we'll tell you about June 21st, why it matters to us. Can you go too far with something? Then pull it back just enough. We'll discuss on the Horn.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
There's a blowout going on in Omaha in the first elimination game. I'll tell you about it once Trey tells you what this is. What do you got, Trey?
This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Chad. Yes. Interior people.
Ah, the king is back. The king is back with some new music. We've had that. Had some White Denim, Weezer. Good Weezer track from earlier in the
yes.
show. That was nice. Jackie Vincent and Heartless Bastards have all been on the show today. So grab yourself some new music or maybe some old music or just any music. All right, so somebody's going home from the Pac-12, and right now it looks like it's Arizona. Stanford is up 8-0 in this elimination game. They put a 7 spot up in the third and added 1 in the fourth. Now, we're just in the top of the fourth, to be fair, but it's already 8 runs on 12 hits for Stanford.
Wow.
They are flattening Arizona so far. Wildcats going to need a massive comeback. Otherwise, it will be Arizona that will be the first 2-barbecue team. Tomorrow, one of the UTs will be the next 2-barbecue team. Obviously, folks around these parts hope it's going to be Tennessee headed home. Texas and Tennessee, 1 o'clock tomorrow, right here on the Horn. We've been talking Supreme Court, their decision on the NCAA, Texas baseball losing in Omaha and having to go through the loser side, and Austin FC. Certainly a successful show and presentation. Didn't quite get the game they wanted, that 0-0 tie, but Austin FC's home schedule is underway. Get out to Q2 if you get a chance. All right, let's tell you why today matters. It's June 21st.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
Not only solstice time, longest days, summer begins and all that. Technically, yesterday was when summer began, so I think it was the longest day, June 20th, yesterday. Hope you enjoyed that. All the sunlight, that's as much as you're going to get all year long. Everything gets shorter from now on.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing having from what is about 6:15 to 6:30 in the morning to play with all the way until close to 9 o'clock at night.
Dude, I love it. This is my favorite time of year in terms of all that stuff.
I really wish they would scrap the daylight savings time bit in the fall.
I know.
To where they take an hour away from us in the evenings to where when you live north, it's brutal. Like Chi-Town Drink Up was like at winter solstice, it's getting dark at close to 4 o'clock, but just give us until 5:30, the least amount of sunlight that we have has it going down at that time. We don't need it getting darker earlier than that.
Yeah, last week I got up pretty much every day and just went for a walk or whatever. And on the mornings when I was doing it, like 6 to 6:30 in the morning, oh my God, it felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nice cool weather. There's enough light. It's not like I'm getting up and, you know, walking around in darkness. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. So hopefully you had a good start to your summer as we are officially into that now. Got a few birthdays to mess with. We also have selfies to mess with today. National Selfie Day. Trey, neither you or I are real selfie people. Have you gotten better at it over time? Like if you need to take a selfie, do you feel like you do it okay? Or are you decent at it?
I'm a good picture taker, Chad. So okay. I've learned how to deal with the selfie, but given a choice, I would much rather not have to. Now, I say that, but there is something special about taking the selfie with one of the kids or both of the kids or you and the wife on a date night or something like that. So it certainly has its value. I'm not opposed to the selfie altogether, but given the opportunity, let's say like we're on a hike in Colorado when I'm on vacation next month, and we're at a cool place where there's just a beautiful mountain range behind us. I would like somebody to take a picture from a few feet away to not only get us, but also what's going on behind us too.
Yeah, that problem, that I have no problem with. And we need to get back to asking people to take pictures of us. Like that needs to, that's another get back to normal thing. Please start asking total strangers to take your pictures at scenic, especially scenic places like that. That's why they're there.
Especially because there are people like Chad and me out there who will happily do so for
you. Oh, I love it. I offer it up. I'm offering it up to people all the time. And hopefully they'll start to say yes again.
You're just walking up on people saying, hey, can I take your picture? I see you taking a selfie there.
Yeah, I see you about to
nothing wrong with that.
Break your arm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, trying to get the spacing correct.
Hey, excuse me. Do you guys want me to take your picture? And I'll have a camera on me sometimes so they know, oh, it's a camera guy walking up to us, right? Hey, you guys want me to take your picture? And some of them will actually say to me, no, we're good. I'm like, all right, idiot. Oh, that's fine, whatever.
There were a lot of pedophiles who operated out of ice cream chups back in the 1970s, Chad. The camera might be hurting you there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe.
But you are right, though. Look, hey, guy, you and your family of seven, you're not going to be able to fit yourselves into that selfie.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's going to be a crappy picture. Just let my man Chad here take your photo
Come on,
for
man.
You.
It's not my thing. If you ever see me in a selfie, it's because somebody else thought to take it. But hey, it's National Selfie Day. Do whatever you do. I don't know if the stick is a part of your life in your selfies, but whatever you need to do, go right ahead. Trey, it is also the birthday. I thought of you instantly when I saw this. Yesterday was the 54th birthday of a very talented actor and a beautiful woman at times. Nicole Kidman.
Ah, Nicole Kidman. I used to be a huge fan of hers.
So my question to you as an expert in the is there too much plastic surgery discussion, can you go too far and then pull it back over the line where you can then be attractive again? Because I would argue Nicole Kidman has found a way to bring herself back to the human realm. Would you agree?
It's almost like the swelling went down for her because there was a point where it was just impossible to look at her because it was so blatant, the amount of work that she had gotten done. But I feel like she's just been ice packing the face for the last couple of years or something, because in the HBO show that she just did with Reese Witherspoon, there were two seasons of it, the second
little
season.
Little Lies? Yeah. Little Things?
Pretty Little Lies or something. She looked pretty good in that show, and she did not look like the monstrous Nicole Kidman whose ears were touching the back of her head anymore.
See, and this makes me wonder, is it possible for Meg Ryan to come back? Or did she go too far? Because we know she's gone too far at one point, but Nicole makes me believe that maybe we could come back from this place.
You asked that question in pre-show, and so I looked up pictures of Meg Ryan in 2021. She's just
still
a completely
gone.
Different person now.
Yeah, still too far gone.
Like somebody who is unfamiliar with her might look at her and say, oh, that's an attractive older lady. But I know who Meg Ryan was and the unnecessary steps she took to try and remain relevant in Hollywood, to try and help with whatever insecurity she was dealing with. Unfortunately, it didn't work. It backfired miserably.
Also yesterday, Trey, someone that I'm not sure if they've had plastic surgery done or not, but John Goodman was 69 yesterday. I don't feel like he's gone too far with plastic surgery. What do you think?
Man, I made a lot of reckless bets in my life, Chad. One of the more reckless bets that I made. I felt good about it at the time. I felt better about it than I did a bet that I made in the same breath with my former roommate in Oregon that the U.S. would be at civil war within the next 50 years. I bet him a dollar that John Goodman would be dead within 5 years.
Wow.
And this was back in 2009. So clearly he's made it beyond that and then some. And I think a lot of it, got to give credit to John Goodman. It looks like he's gotten a better handle on his health.
Feels like he has. I hope it's like every time I see him, I hope it's not through some weird method. Like a method that's
like
not
gastric
actually
bypass surgery or something.
Well, maybe that on an extreme level, or is it because he's like a heavy smoker, which wouldn't ultimately help him? You know, like that's something that could cause the weight loss, but is it ultimately hurting him on the other end? I don't know. I don't watch a ton of that show once they got rid of Roseanne, but I love John. I love John Goodman. The performance in The Big Lebowski is an all-timer for me.
Yes.
I need to watch. Isn't he in, what's that movie called? Is it Glengarry Glen Ross he's in, or...
Oh, I don't know if he's in that one.
Or is it Barton Fink that he's in?
He's in Barton Fink, yeah.
I've never seen that movie. I want to see it. But I've heard that's a great performance from him, too.
That's with John Turturro and Tim Robbins, is that right?
Oh, and I love Turturro.
Yeah.
And I love Robbins. Love Tim Robbins. Happy birthday to John Goodman. Now, how about this one on the movie side? One of the great, to me, just, I don't know if sicko is the right word, but Juliet Lewis is 48 today. What do we think of Juliet Lewis?
In terms of physical attraction, the answer for me is no, but
really?
I respect her for certain roles. Yeah, there's just...
Oh, man.
She just has too much of that Charles Manson family vibe about her, which is part of the reason why she was so good in films like Cape Fear and Natural Born Killers.
She's so scary. She's scarier than Woody to me in Natural Born Killers. He's scary. Don't get me wrong. She's terrifying to me.
No, the look that she can get into her eyes in that movie, it was nightmare inducing for some people, I'm assuming.
I like Juliet Lewis.
She was also great in Old School. The cameos she had.
Yes, she was really good in Old School. That's a really good a good part for her. You're right. Also, how about this one? If you Google the name Jeffrey Lewis, spell it with a G, Jeffrey Lewis, that's her dad, and I never knew it. I know the
Jeffrey
actor.
Jeffrey with a J?
Jeffrey with a G. I'm sorry if I said J. Jeffrey with a G, Lewis. He is a character actor. He was in everything as I was growing up. I love him, but I never knew it was her dad. Jeffrey Lewis.
Oh, that guy.
He was in a ton of Westerns. He was in movies with Clint Eastwood. I think he's in the Any Which Way You Can and Every Which Way But Loose, whatever that is, the boxing orangutan movies.
Okay.
I think he's in at least one of those. And it felt like he was like the villain or the buddy in like every other Dukes of Hazzard episode. He was in probably in like the Incredible Hulk back in the day. I mean, I felt like he was everywhere. Westerns, he was always in there.
White Fang too.
Jeffrey, there you go. There it is. That's not what I was thinking of. Jeffrey Lewis is Juliet's dad. Never knew that. Character,
interesting. Right? Yeah, he was in an episode of Golden Girls, too. How about that?
Yeah, love him. Love that. Let's also give Chris Pratt some love. Chris apparently has a birthday today, and you're telling me off the air that Chris Pratt is like the victim of some kind of... Is he victim of cancel culture right now? What's going on?
Receives a weird amount of hate. He's not getting canceled necessarily, but he has admitted his political leanings. He's Republican.
Okay.
And I guess he's also somebody who has openly talked about his love of Christianity.
Okay.
And both of those things have a lot of people rooting against Chris Pratt, despite the fact that you hear anybody who has worked with the guy talk about him, they have nothing but positive things to say about the guy. So the guy can't be somebody who is making a positive impact on those that he is around on a daily basis and be comfortable with his own laurels without having to face this ridiculous amount of hatred from people who are just essentially projecting, they're essentially virtue signaling by trying to make it seem like Chris Pratt's some terrible human being because he thinks differently of them. And it's sad that people feel like they need to do something like that when a guy has done nothing to them to begin with, nor is he expressing something extremely hateful to one side or the other. He's just a guy who has beliefs on certain things, who seems to be a good dude in the walk of life that you're familiar with him in.
I need to get into Parks and Rec because I know he was really good in that. And I, after thinking about it today, I think if you were ever going to go into and see another superhero movie, I think Guardians might work for you. Guardians of the Galaxy is a very different kind of superhero movie. He leads the way, and I think you might enjoy those movies. They're about to make Guardians 3, if I'm not mistaken.
I just saw Dave Bautista in that new Netflix zombie flick, and he's really good in that. I like Chris Pratt a lot, too. Is Zoe Saldana in that, too?
Yep.
Yeah, so I like Zoe as well. Chris Pratt, he and Nick Offerman were the two big reasons to watch Parks and Rec. The whole show is funny, but those two guys take the cake. Even when Chris Pratt got skinny, which doesn't always happen with fat guys. You get skinny, all of a sudden you lose the funny bone. Chris Pratt remained funny even after he thinned up. And it looks like he's made a pretty nice career for himself as an action hero now.
Plus, in Guardians, you get a wacky thing you never thought you needed, but you do. You get a wacky little 3-foot raccoon that loves to shoot machine guns, voiced by Bradley Cooper. I mean...
Oh, okay.
It's weird, but it works somehow.
I think I could get on board with Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think you probably could, too. That didn't hit me until we started talking Chris Pratt today. Happy birthday to Chris and Juliet and all the rest. If you have a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. Up next, stems and seeds. Before we get out of here, apparently there's a Tom Brady update that I haven't even heard yet. So we'll hit that for you and get you set up for the rest of the day here on The Horn.
Shirts and skins.
Finishing up with some more new music for you on a Monday. What do you got, Trey?
This is somebody named Chris Jagger, and the song is Merry Go Round.
Chris Jagger. All right. Good stuff there as well. Some new stuff from late last week. It started with Heartless Bastards. We had Weezer in there, White Denim, and some others as well. Jackie Vincent, who sang the national anthem for the Austin FC game and then played an Antone show. Somebody said it was sold out. I love the idea of we can have sold out shows again. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Vincent, somebody I've not seen live, but Trey has, and she got a little love on the show today. Also, we'll keep you up to date one more time. Stanford up on Arizona. Arizona has scored now, but it's 10-2. 10-0 Stanford going into the bottom of the fourth. Now there have been two runs added for Arizona. So 10-2, bottom four. So Arizona right now would be the team headed home with the 2 and barbecue. Longhorns and Tennessee are going to be that second game of that type tomorrow. We've got it for you at 1 o'clock. So we're going to have a little bit of a different situation leading up to the game. But 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. All right, let's go stems and seeds. I think we have a Tom Brady update. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678 or avconsultations.com. Let's make sure we're clear on this. I did not bring this up. I am wearing the Buck shirt today, but I did not bring this up, Trey. You did. What's going on with Tom Brady?
Shoot. Hold on. I got to get the... got to get the story back up. All Give me a minute. What's your first story?
Fair enough. All right, so we reminded you earlier about the four teams still left in the NBA. Let's remember tomorrow night is when the Western Conference Finals will continue, and I believe Western Conference is on ESPN for the rest of the run, and then the Eastern Conference starts Wednesday, Atlanta and Milwaukee. And I'll give a little love again to Kevin Durant. I know he's the villain right now, but man, that effort should have gotten him into the next round of the playoffs. But too many injuries, too many situations where they couldn't get stops, and his toes were just on the line, but Durant's effort was incredible, even though they came up a little bit short.
Okay, so as far as that Brady story is concerned, Chad, earlier today at clip of Brady went viral where he lambasted a team for seemingly passing on him in free agency during the 2020 offseason. He, of course, went on to join the Tampa Bay Bucks and reward your team mm-hmm. with a Super Bowl championship.
Yes, sir.
In an appearance on HBO's The Shop, he called out one franchise for not pursuing him at the end and sticking with another player under center. The quote, "One of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end." And I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother bleeper?
Wow.
Almost immediately, fans tried to put together the pieces to figure out which team Brady was referencing. Many think that it was about the San Francisco 49ers with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers did discuss a move for Brady during the 2020 offseason, but their interest tapered off in the end. They opted to stick with Jimmy G after he led them to a Super Bowl appearance in the previous season. And now it looks like Tom Brady has had some harsh words for San Francisco brass for their decisions at quarterback, which did include passing on him.
So I'm looking forward to the next episode of The Shop. Have you watched that at all, the LeBron show?
Mm-mm.
Some good stuff. They put these, it's a couple sports figures, but it's also figures from different walks of life, musicians, actors, and they all sit in a barbershop and just talk about whatever they want to. It's great. It's unedited, and you got all that. The main two that
great concept.
Yeah, the two that are always in it is LeBron and Maverick Carter. and then they just mix it up. Like the last one I saw was Jay-Z, Nneka Ogwumike, and the female basketball player from Stanford.
Okay.
Is now in the WNBA. And then Bad Bunny, the rapper. So it was like Jay-Z and Bad Bunny talking music. LeBron and Ogwumike are talking hoops. Maverick's kind of hanging out, throwing some things in. And there was somebody else there that I can't think of. I think it was another. It was an actor in there. I've seen Don Cheadle on the show before. And I love the idea of Tom Brady sitting in there talking. Yeah. See what they can get him to say. That's awesome.
Firing bombs.
Man, that's crazy. But yeah, you know, I mean, his whole career has been a chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And when you're 199th overall and when you're sixth round and when you keep that edge about you, yeah, anybody who wasn't going to take the bait and talk to him last year, I guess he's going to. And also, if it was the Niners, that would create an extra bit of emotion for him because he grew up as a Montana freak.
Yeah, that's true.
He would have loved that. A little part of him.
California guy. Yeah, no question about that. Hey, yeah. Did you see that there was a brawl that broke out during the Phoenix and LA Clippers game yesterday?
I saw it on the floor or like at the game?
At the game.
Mm-mm.
In the concourse, I guess, below the seating.
Oh, no.
It was a huge brawl, and there is a viral video that's going around. I think the original's on YouTube, but you can catch clips on social media. And the Suns have now had to come out and basically address this, asking their fans to behave themselves, which is hilarious because you just had them rewarding the Suns and Four guy who gets into a fight with Denver fans in the previous round, and he kicks this one dude's ass. He gets a couple shots in on the other guy as well, but he gets hooked up with seats for the rest of their playoff run, and I think Booker had asked to reach out to him to get him hooked up with a jersey or something. So they're lauding this dude for getting into a fight, but when more of their fans are getting into fight with Clippers fans who apparently showed up in Phoenix for yesterday's game, now they're having to calm things back down once again.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what. We are going to have to reset and remember what it was like to be in crowds and to be around people.
Well, that's a general we. I think a lot of us realize the proper way to conduct ourselves in crowds. But some of these jackasses, you're right. Or maybe they just need to be banned from going to games.
Maybe. I still don't know how you do that. Still don't know how you kick somebody out of a building.
It's
forever.
Hard, but with facial recognition technology, it's now more possible than it was 5 years ago. And I am somebody who is very anti that technology, generally speaking.
Uh-huh.
But if it's keeping me from having to deal with some jackwagon in the crowd who's looking to pick fights with people just because they're wearing a different shirt, I'm all for it.
Wanted posters? Do we still have wanted posters out there? Can we do that?
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive, but not in this building. All right, coming up, it's the triple option. Don't forget, 7 o'clock tonight for you soccer fans. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. I'm sure he'll be talking a lot about Austin FC's first home game. Have a great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. See you.